Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Bath Body Works, Inc., a leading specialty retailer known for its personal care, home fragrance, and beauty products. Bath Body Works is renowned for its strong brand, loyal customer base, and innovative product offerings. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the retail sector. Let's dive in.
Bath Body Works has built a strong brand in the personal care and beauty industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Bath Body Works' decision-making, especially in product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce customer loyalty to their well-established products, such as their signature fragrances and seasonal collections, rather than taking risks on new or untested products. While this focus on brand loyalty helps ensure a steady stream of revenue from repeat customers, it may also limit Bath Body Works' ability to innovate or appeal to new customers, segments who might be looking for fresh and unique products. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Bath Body Works might focus on marketing products that have recently been successful or are highly visible in the media, potentially overlooking less obvious opportunities that could resonate with different consumer groups.
This focus on maintaining strong brand loyalty and leveraging successful product lines has helped Bath Body Works build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand strength in the retail sector.
Exactly. Bath Body Works' emphasis on brand loyalty and successful product lines has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the personal care and beauty industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new trends and markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Bath Body Works, Inc. As a specialty retailer with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Bath Body Works, given their role in providing personal care and beauty products that cater to a wide range of consumers. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products. A diverse workforce can help Bath Body Works better understand the needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and culturally relevant product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like retail, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Bath Body Works not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and innovative products, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible retail. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Bath Body Works operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving retail market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Bath Body Works' ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the personal care and beauty sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and entering new markets. Brand loyalty might make Bath Body Works more inclined to focus on their established product lines and customer base, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, wellness trends, and the demand for natural and sustainable products. The availability heuristic might drive them to focus on marketing popular and high-visibility products, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities and emerging beauty and wellness trends to meet the evolving needs of their customers.
This adaptability is key for Bath Body Works, especially as they face competition from both traditional beauty brands and newer, more disruptive companies focused on clean beauty and wellness. Their ability to innovate while maintaining brand loyalty is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Bath Body Works' success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare Bath Body Works, Inc. to other companies in the retail and beauty sectors like L Brands, Estée Lauder, and Ulta Beauty. How do Bath Body Works' behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Bath Body Works' dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the retail and beauty sectors such as L Brands, Estée Lauder, and Ulta Beauty, particularly in their approach to brand management, product innovation, and market adaptation. Bath Body Works' emphasis on maintaining strong brand loyalty and established product lines appeals to investors looking for consistency in the retail sector. Estée Lauder, known for its focus on luxury beauty and skincare products, appeals to those interested in premium and high-end beauty solutions. Ulta Beauty, with its strong focus on providing a wide range of beauty products and services, offers a more dynamic approach to retail. While L Brands, the former parent company of Bath Body Works, focused on diversified retail strategies. Bath Body Works' focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing brands in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Estée Lauder or Ulta Beauty, which have a broader focus on luxury or diversified beauty products, Bath Body Works' strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in the personal care and home fragrance market, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Bath Body Works, the focus on brand loyalty and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the retail and beauty sectors.
To sum up, Bath Body Works, Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Bath Body Works' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.